Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Martin, please?
This is Martin.
Hey, Martin, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, can you guys take me off your list? I'm sorry, I get these calls all the time.
No, I don't think you get these calls all the time. Martin? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's not a telemarketing call.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who are you guys with?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good.
I got a survey. Wonder if you can take that real quick for us.
He's kidding. Martin, he's kidding. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Martin, the reason we're calling is because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. And you went out with somebody who listens to our show recently.
What?
Her name is Patty.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, and Patty told us a little bit about your date. She said that she liked you a lot, but apparently you canceled on her before you guys were supposed to go out again, and now you're not really getting back to her.
What? Okay.
Is that not true?
I mean, yeah, that did happen, yes.
Okay. Were you planning on getting back to Patty and rescheduling and actually going out with her?
I mean, to be honest, no, not really.
Was there, like, a specific reason, or do you just not feel it?
I mean, this is really weird. I'm sorry. I mean, it's kind of a personal thing, to be honest. Like, I don't even think she'd really want me to share with you guys, though.
Well, I can understand that, but she also asked us to make this phone call, and we tell everybody who does one of these second date updates that they have to be prepared to hear whatever it is the person on the other line says. So,
yeah.
Do you mind telling us? Because she's just confused.
Oh, she asked you guys? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, she wants you to share. Whatever you think she doesn't want you to share, she wants you to share that.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, okay, she's, like, a little older. I don't know if you guys know, like, how much you guys know, but...
Yeah, she's very proud that she's a cougar.
Mm-hmm. She said she's over 10 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so she's kind of giving you a little... Well, yeah, and I'm frankly just kind of worried she won't be able to keep up, if you know what I mean.
Like on a hike? What do you mean?
Well, no, not a hike. Maybe a hike too, but you know, just like every day, kind of in general, maybe some bedroom stuff, you know. So
what? Wait, hold up. How old is Patty? Do you think that she's like 75?
Elderly?
I mean, I know she's a lot older than me, and I'm in my early 20s, so there's a big difference between, you know, pace, energy, and all that stuff.
Right. Okay, so you just think that you're too young for her because she won't be able to keep up with you.
Exactly, yeah, for sure.
So,
have you dated any women that are older than you before?
Yeah, I have, and that's actually how I know. It didn't work out for that reason, and she said, you know, everything would be fine, and she was so excited about it and everything, and it's just like, it's kind of terrible how that happened, and so I don't want that to happen again with her.
So wait, you dated a woman that just got too tired in bed?
Things were really great for the first 2 weeks, but then after that, she just kind of started falling off, and things were less frequent and less energetic, less enthusiastic.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
All right. Well, Martin, I have a feeling that Patty's going to disagree with you, but we should just ask her about that because she's actually on the other line listening
and
wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Hi, Martin.
Are you freaking kidding
me? How are you doing, hon?
Surprise. So this is all set up, I guess, huh? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you weren't getting back to me, so I did kind of want to find out. And, like, I get your concern, but this is something I can definitely put, you know, you can put your fears aside, sir. between my, like, Pilates, yoga, and weightlifting, it wasn't too long ago that I could still hang on to the ceiling fan. So I don't think that you have
anything.
Oh,
hello.
Martin. I can't keep up with Patty.
I'm telling you, I'm in the best shape I've been in my entire life. I could outperform myself in my 20s, 30s Whoa. Easily today.
Yeah, girl.
What do you have to say to that, Martin?
All right, but like, you say this now, you say you're going to have a ton of energy now, and like, everything's going to go great, but I mean, the reality is you're not in your early 20s anymore, and that's exactly what happened with my ex, and so I just don't want that to happen again, and that's what she said. She made all these promises and everything, and it just wasn't great. So,
I mean, I don't know what crafty old lady that you used to date, but I'm not anybody's grandma. Okay?
Yeah, and that ceiling fan, though, Martin.
Yeah.
That ceiling fan comment does nothing for you?
I mean, okay, yeah, it did, for sure. But, I mean, she's just like my ex. She's talking a big game. Like, it's just talk, you know? And there was no... And I'm just really skeptical that she can back that up.
I have a feeling it's a challenge that she's ready for.
Exactly. I mean, it's something that I'm definitely ready for, but maybe this is something that you're not ready for. Maybe this isn't about me. Maybe you're putting it all on me and you're actually, you know, I don't know, intimidated or threatened.
Yeah, what are you, chicken, Marty? You scared, Marty?
Okay, good point.
This is like classic. You're trying to spin this around on me as if I'm not the energetic one and I'm not ready for what you have to handle. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
It does, though. It does, though. If you've slept with a guy who's in his early 20s and if you've slept with a guy that's a little bit older than that, it does make sense.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Experience makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and a lot of guys can be very easily threatened by having to do more than just lay there. So, I mean, if that's something that you're into, then maybe we're not going to work out.
What the hell, Patty? Like, I can absolutely bring the power. Like,
bring the power?
I mean, this is like another one of your manipulative ways. I know that you're just trying to get me riled up. Of course, I have the energy in me. But it is kind of, you know, insulting.
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen.
There is no proof.
All you're saying is words, Marty.
Yeah.
Where's the power?
What if you're just like her ex, okay, that couldn't bring it?
What are y'all talking about? Like, all she's saying are just words. Like, I can actually prove it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Martin, how about you prove it? Would you like to go out on a second date with Patty? We will pay for it.
All right, here's the deal. Patty, so you're saying that if we do this, 2 weeks come, like, you're going to, like, the fire's going to still go. And you're not going to be worn out after a while.
Hey, I mean, as long as you bring the Tinder, I've got the gasoline.
Oh, my God! Dude, is this a second date update or, like, Brooke and Jubal's, like, brothel experience? Like, I feel like we're pimps right now.
You know, I could have hooked up with her the first night when we hung out, and I didn't.
Oh.
And that was because I got the sense that she was a little, you know, slower, I guess, older maybe. I don't know. So if you're going to talk a big game like that and you're ready to bring the fire and, you know, you're actually giving this a fight. You actually called this radio station to get a hold of me. So, sure. Yeah, let's make this work.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, sweetie. Well, that's awesome. We'll meet up. Just make sure that you bring the Gatorade so that you can keep your strength up, okay?
Sure. Get those electrolytes in, Martin.
Yeah, I feel like it needs an energy bar.
Yeah, it's a successful second date update.
Cool.
Congratulations, both you guys.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hello.
I don't know what that was, Patty, but all I know is I'm going to go take a cold shower now.